And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Ryan Boshin from the other side of the hill over at Seaport Sport Fishing in the San Diego out of Seaport, talking some tuna, yellowtail, and a whole lot more here today with this expert captain.
Yeah, having lots of fun. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get your opportunity to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text message, and the text message questions are only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you download the app, you'll fire it off, and one of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. Just click on that and text your questions away to Captain Ryan Boshin. Again, make sure you include your contact info, because we're giving away a trip on the San Diego. We're giving away two of them.
Yeah.
One to the callers, one to the texters. It's going to be a very, very fun show, and boy, that first hour has flown by. But lots of time for your calls and texts here in this second hour. Also want to remind you, this portion of the show, don't forget, summer's almost here, and it's time to get down to the beach. Join Benji Kim, Bill Varney, and Anthony from BD Outdoors, the Get Bit from the Beach seminar. It's a free webinar with tips and techniques on helping you catch more halibut and surfish. It's Wednesday, May the 3rd at 6 p.m.
This Wednesday.
Yeah. To attend, you have to register online at BDOutdoors.com. You can find out more information at fishthesurf.com. But, yeah, cool webinar from some real experts here at
Fish
the Surf.
This Wednesday. So be sure to check it out at BD Outdoors or fishthesurf.com. Hey, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, lots of great information. Of course, the big talk of the town, the Sierra Trout Opener that happened yesterday, right? Did it really?
Yeah.
Or did, I guess there was some open water and there are guys up there fishing, but pretty challenging this year for the Sierra Open.
I mean, there has to be a high percentage of water that is just all frozen.
Unfishable.
Right? Like, I mean, that's
yeah. Well, like the
wild
Mammoth Lakes Basin, you cannot get in.
Crazy.
Yeah, you can't do it. So yeah, so they have all that information as well as bluefin and a lot of other great info, rockfish stuff, and a whole bunch more in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Be sure to check it out. Phones are packed. Very patient callers. Let's jump into it.
Big time. Let's do that for sure. Let's talk to Scott. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Scott. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was calling to ask Captain Ryan, I have a daughter, and I was curious about what age does he recommend having kids come out on the boat for a full day?
Good question,
yeah,
Scott.
Great question.
I also have a daughter, and she's 8, and I'm thinking about bringing her out this year for the for her first full day trip. She's done like some fishing at the dock with me before. I always recommend that a kid start out on a half-day trip. You know, take them on a half-day trip, and then if they love it and you think they can handle, you know, we leave the dock at 5:30 in the morning, and a lot of times we don't get back till 7. So it's a long day. And, you know, there is, they can lay down and get off their feet in the galley. But still, it's a long day. I would say, you know, depending on the kid, start thinking about it around 8 years old after going on a half day trip.
I think it's such a good call. You guys, your crew is just awesome. Like the thought of the kid being well taken care of obviously isn't the question. But you're right. It's the San Diego, you know, the name changed from the type of trip from a three-quarter day a while ago to a full day because it really is. I mean, you are it's a long...
Dawn to dusk.
It's a long day.
That's your saying,
dark,
right?
Dark to dark.
Dark to dark, yeah.
It's dark when we leave, and a lot of times it's dark when we come home. So
yeah.
It's a long day. It's a long day.
Even on these long days that we're here in the spring, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of the trip is spent driving around, you know, driving out, driving back in,
right.
You know, it's the whole, they're not going to be standing at the rail fishing the whole entire time, but they are going to be out on the ocean and, you know, in the sun and the wind and the elements. It's a long day.
So Chuck from Long Beach sent a text that's kind of semi-related, but he says, what's a pro tip for getting a nap on the way back to the dock? Bring a small chair, grab a spot in the galley. What are the rules of that kind of deal?
There's plenty of people that grab spots in the galley. Yeah. There's benches in there. I would say be considerate of your fellow angler and make sure there's rooms. A lot of people just lay on the upper deck. We have our life raft boxes on the upper deck, and there's room there to lay down. There's people that lay down on the engine hatch. Some people bring those folding chairs. You know, we don't.
So folding chairs are okay.
Yeah, we don't really want 35 of them on the boat. But if you want to bring one or two, it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're so tired after fighting fish all day that you could sleep just about anywhere.
Right? Yeah.
There's a lot of room on the upper deck for guys to sit down and kick back. And people find places to take naps.
You pull on bluefin all day, you figure it out.
Yeah, you'll find a place for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, I had another great text come through. This one was from Jim in Oceanside. He said, hey, Ryan, I have a trip coming up on the San Diego, and I have a question about length of fishing rods. What do you recommend for my 40-pound outfit that I can properly present a bait but also negotiate a busy rail?
I like 7-foot rods, you know, for fly lining. 7-foot is a great length for me, or something close.
Still gives you the casting distance, but short enough that you still have good leverage and you're not you're not worried about trying to weave in and out of people.
Yep. 7-foot, I'd say, is the perfect length.
Right on. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Daniel.
I have a question for Captain. Do you recommend to, when you fish for bluefin, to straight braid to 3 feet of floor, or you know, top shot of mono to 3 feet of floor for the bluefin?
It really depends on we do both. I would say get very comfortable with fishing mono first. You know, fill your reel halfway up with braid, or 2/3 up with braid, and then the last third with the appropriate size mono, and then splice on 3 feet of fluoro to that mono is how I would start. When you get very comfortable with that, and you can fish a whole entire day without being involved in a tangle, and you know you'll know when you're comfortable with that. Then if you want to try the braid to 3 feet of fluoro, that would be the time to try that. But just know that when you go to that setup, you have zero stretch in your presentation, and so that means light wire hooks are out of the question. You can't use those. You'll open those up. You'll probably need to fish a lighter drag because you have no stretch. There's some things.
Softer tip rod.
There's some things to think about if you're going to go to the braid to very short top shot. There's certainly guys that do it, and you'll see guys doing it every day on the boat, and a lot of them are very good at it, and they quite often get the most bites. But for me, it's more that they're just the more experienced angler, and they have first mastered the monofilament fishing before going to that short top shot. That's what I would recommend.
And even a masterful angler angler will pull hooks on that rig because the hooks are small and there is no stretch. And even when you do everything right, that rig is not 100%. It is fantastic for getting a bite, but getting a bite is only half of it. Like you have to avoid getting a tangle before you get the bite, and then you have to get the fish to the boat before, you know, the hook pulls or there's some other thing. So even when that rig is fished perfectly, it's not 100%. But like you said, when you have it mastered, then maybe that advantage goes the other direction.
But it's an advanced technique.
It's an advanced technique for sure. You know, weather conditions have a huge part in that. You know, when it's choppy and there's a big swell, we lose a lot of fish in the last 15 feet, you know, of the surface. And it's because, you know, the boat rolls up on a swell, there's no stretch, and unless that hook is hooked perfectly in a hard spot of the fish's mouth, it just rips out.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give, yeah.
Versus so, if you had monofilament on there, 50-yard, 100-yard top shot, it will be less likely.
It's just shock absorption for you. We really, really, really encourage people to use, you know, 50 yards of mono and then put your fluoro on the end of that.
And how do you attach the fluoro to the mono?
We do that. I don't know what the knot's called.
Albright or just
back uni or a Seaguar knot?
Yeah, all of those.
Just a basic Seaguar?
Yeah, all of those.
Yeah. Just always test it.
Oh, yeah. Always test it. And like on our trip, we have a 2-3 hour drive out. Just have the crew do it.
There you go.
They
do it every day, right?
Of them a week, yeah. Have them do it. They'll make sure it's on there perfectly.
Well, if you want to get through, have a chance to win a trip on the San Diego, a line open right now, 213-432-1090. That's 213-432-1090. I had to laugh at this text here, and it's from Val and Dana Point. I listen to you every weekend. It's not by choice. My fishy husband can't get enough for you guys. Any chance you could move the show to a later time? I miss sleeping in on the weekend.
That's great.
No, you can't do that, Val. Sorry, 7 to 9 a.m. is our time slot, and I apologize. That's all I can say.
Thank you to all the wives out there.
Thank you to the wives.
You put up with a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was a good one, though.
I like it. Well, the phones are packed up again. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Another from the tech side. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Ryan. Question for Ryan. What is the key to your success? Time after time, you look at fish counts and always see the San Diegos at the top of the charts. Are you guys just fishing a different area? And then my specific questions are, do you have a preference on the moon phase when comparing full to new moon? And what is your personal favorite fish to catch? That's all from Jason and Obi.
Thank you, Jason. Moon phase, I'm not a moon guy. There's moon guys in our industry that swear by it and track it and follow it. We have to go out every day, so where the moon is at in its phase, I don't pay much attention to it. I'm sure it's a factor, but I'm personally not a moon guy, so I don't pay much attention to it. But there is a lot of guys.
There's a lot of guys.
Successful guys, too, that, you know, that are moon guys. Sam Patella is a guy that comes to my mind right off the top. Oh, yeah, he's a moon guy.
Yeah.
He'll tell you. You know, if we didn't catch him today, it's because of the moon. He'll say, oh, 3 more days, there's, you know, the moon's coming. And he may be right. I don't know. I know we have to go out every day.
And if it doesn't bite on the moon, then you can blame it on that, too.
You blame it on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so it's
something to blame it on.
Something to fall back on.
Yeah. Now, Captain Brian Woolley attested to the extremely crazy current we had last week and weeks before. Is there any, like, offshore, there's no current. It's not a factor. Tides, current, does that play any factors there?
Yeah, you know, we actually had a trip last week where we were around good fish in the morning, but the boat was not moving at all. We were drifting super slow. There was no wind, there was no current. It was really hard to get a bait away from the boat, and so we didn't catch much. And we had the same opportunity as we had the day before, same amount of fish around the boat. They looked to me like they were in a very similar mode, like they were catchable. But the day before, we had 10 knots of breeze. We had current. The boat was drifting at a knot. We could get our baits away from the boat, and we caught a lot more fish because of it. So, yeah, it's definitely a factor. Current is always good, whether you're fishing for surf perch or you're fishing for 200-pound bluefin. You want current.
Yeah,
slack conditions are not good for what we do.
Yeah,
yeah, we like current.
Yeah, especially when you're fishing the Coronado Islands.
Oh
right?
Yeah, it's when you're fishing.
You got to have the right current there.
You're fishing structure. Current is everything. You know, it's like fishing the bay. You know, the water movement is everything.
What about cod fishing? Current make a difference?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
But how do you know what it's like 300 feet down? Right?
Yeah, that's exactly.
It could be totally different on the surface versus the bottom, right?
We see that, like, layers of current. You know, you can tell, you'll drop your ganyon, you know, straight down, but you can just tell that there's layers of current. You know, it ends up to the north, and like vertical longline fishing, the guys, you know, the surface current's going to the south, but they set their gear in this spot, and their buoys end up to the north of where they set it,
huh.
And it's because the current, you know, down deep is going the opposite direction of the current on the surface. They talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So current play. So when you're rock fishing, does that play into when they're not biting sometimes?
Oh, I think so. We see rock cod fishing quite a bit where, you know you're dropping your lines into them and they're just not biting. And then all of a sudden, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon or maybe right as the sun's coming up, they're active and they're biting. And it's usually when there's current.
When there's current, okay.
Yeah, current's good for everything. We target.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's your FishDope.com report with Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. This catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, pokey kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Be sure to make those processing reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Ryan, Rick, Pete. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Thanks.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. It's always really cool to listen to Ryan. He's just a plethora of information. And, gang, if you guys don't ever know what's going on in that San Diego, Ryan and Matt and the guys on the boat, it is absolutely incredible, the operation. To drag around 25, 30 skiffs with you all day and catch the fish they catch is absolutely mind-boggling. To those of us on the inside, it just blows our minds. There is a plethora of boats that sit at the mouth of the harbor, and they don't even leave till Ryan leaves. It's crazy. So, once again, my hat is off to you, my friend.
Thank you
are an amazing human being to do that every single day.
My head
would explode.
Yeah.
My head would explode. The first thing I teach all my guys is quit following Ryan. For God's sake, leave him alone, man. He's trying to make a living.
We just ignore him. That's all we can do.
You have to.
Yep.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. You have no choice, my guy. Thank you all very much for wishing Kelly and I a happy anniversary yesterday. It was a spectacular day. I had to throw that out there, Pete. Sorry about that. But thank you, everybody. But, gang, Brian Woolley touched on something that's absolutely spectacular for my guys, the inshore local private boater guys. A large quantity of anchovies showed up at the Dana Point bait barge yesterday. Big, green, slimy anchovies. That is just unbelievable because you know what likes to eat anchovies? Everything. The rock fishing, spectacular yesterday. You drop a anchovy down on a vermilion, they can't help themselves. They're going to eat it all day, every day. You fly line an anchovy in the edge of the kelp, those poor calico bass can't help themselves. They're going to eat it. Then the halibut fishing. I know it's fun to fish halibut with a giant bait, but I'll tell you what, you get a whole bunch of more halibut with an anchovy attached to the end of your line. I got guys that are over at Catalina right now that took that anchovy with them this morning. They're already calling in. They're having some of the best fishing they've ever seen in their lives. And it's all because of that anchovy game. So if you have a chance to get to Dana Point on a private boat right now, I don't know if they dropped a load off down there to you guys, Ryan, or not, but I know that we had them in Dana Point. They dropped them off yesterday morning, and it has changed for my private boater buddy guys. They are wailing on the fish today because of the anchovies. But as far as fishing goes, Rick and Pete, we talked about it week after week as we watched the pour down rain and the wind and the cold water. We said as soon as this thing straightens up, it's going to get good. Well, look at it. It's historic how good the halibut fishing is. It's just absolutely crazy. And then the amount of bluefin Ryan and the guys are seeing offshore. I just can't imagine how spectacular this year is going to be. So if you're thinking about going on a boat and Ryan's telling you right now they got openings, you better get those reservations in as quick as possible because we're in store for something very historic this year.
For sure. And fishdope.com, Danny and the boys always have the good information, $20 off. They give you the good information so you don't have to follow Ryan. You go find
exactly.
Fish, right? Fishdope.com,
exactly.
$20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, I'm almost impossible to not find. I'm on every piece of social media known to man. I post 4 brand new videos every single day. Your Saltwater Guide. And then I got that pay site also, Your Saltwater Guide, so you don't have to follow Ryan anymore.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Nice talking to you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Talk to you guys next Sunday. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Big time, man. Let's talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I go out on the San Diego a couple times a year, but last year we had the Dorado Frenzy going on, and just want to commend your crew on being cool-headed. Man, there were like 20 tangles every time we got a bite going, and they were real cool. They just picked it all out and kept everybody going, and I thought that was excellent because there were a lot of people who were pretty novice that were out there that day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was crazy times, huh?
Dorado are the best at making tangles. Yeah, there is some,
number one,
some classic stops. You know, since we limited the load to 34 people, we don't really see the truly amazing tangles and clusters that we used to see. When we used to take out 60, 65 people, pull up on one of those kelps that's loaded with Dorado and everybody hooks one.
Yeah.
it's worth the price of admission to sit on the upper deck and watch that 65 Dorado going.
They go every different direction.
Every different direction. Jumping, swimming at the boat, swimming in the props, eating multiple baits. Some people have two on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy time.
Crazy.
We'll see what this year brings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
Heard a lot of people mention Everingham Brothers recently on this show. And that, as I sit here and look at all the passengers getting on all the boats and the crowds, in the tackle shops, none of it would be possible without Everingham.
No question.
We are so lucky to have those guys.
And those guys work so hard to make it possible for you guys to catch
every fish. Every day. Yeah. And those captains driving those boats, if they go out and they miss, like we do on the San Diego quite a bit, go out and not catch anything, the whole fleet is out of luck.
Yeah.
Those guys cannot miss.
They can't miss.
And if you think about it, if you look back in the last, since I've been doing this, it's very rare that we don't have sardine.
Yeah.
The newer captains now, they think it's just, pull up to the bait barge and get your 100 swings and away you go. That's like, man, it's so hard to do that, to supply all these boats with the sardines.
And to keep them in great shape. They're constantly working on those bait receivers. Those guys work their tails
off.
Receivers, whether it be Mission Bay, whether it be San Diego or Dana Point.
Nowhere else in the world can you just 100% of the time drive your boat up and get as much bait as you want.
It literally doesn't
exist anywhere else. We're so lucky to have the fishery that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, walk down these docks right here and look at the size of some of these bait tanks on these boats, And if you were running out of another place, you would never get enough bait to fill up the tank. It's just not even a question. You just drive out there and throw them on your boat.
Every boat, every day.
Every boat, every day.
Yeah.
Drive out there, throw sardines on your boat.
Yeah. And what's amazing to me, too, is, bait prices have gone up just like everything else. They really haven't brought them up to where they should be, to be honest with you. The way the fuel is and the way the labor is and everything like that, they are doing such a good job there at Everingham Brothers.
Incredible.
Yeah, they're giving you a deal. So,
absolutely.
Make sure you take really good care of those guys at the receiver, too. When they pass those scoops onto your boat, give them a nice tip.
Yeah, give them a tip. Say thank you to them.
And
be courteous. They're amazing. They are the reason that we exist.
Yeah.
For sure.
No question about it.
Well said. Hey, I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. Captain Ryan, the San Diego and your crew are absolutely awesome. I have a couple of questions. Can I rent a rig, something comparable to a Talica 2-speed and a CalStar rod, if I'm just doing a full-day trip on board the San Diego? Also, with the gaining popularity of speed jigging, are there drawbacks to using this method on the boat with many other anglers that are fishing live bait? Do tangles become an increased issue or other potential problems? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Hey, Ralph, thank you for the question. Yeah, you can rent a Talica 2-speed reel from the landing. They have beautiful rental gear up there, everything you need. If you're a novice angler and you're thinking about coming out for the first time, I would not buy all the tackle suggestions that you see on our website and social media. I would rent a couple times until you see what you like. Figure out what you like. Figure out if you like this fishing thing. And if you do, then, start to put together a quiver of tackle. And for the vertical jigging thing, No, it's not a problem fishing it with live bait, guys. We have guys doing it every day. They typically go up to the bow or they cast, you know, downwind. We like to have our lure guys cast downwind if they can to get it down to the proper depth, hopefully when the boat's straight up and down on it, and separate the crowd that way. You know, we'll have... Yeah.
How much is, like, the very technique-specific new style, you know, the specific jigging rod and reel and jig, and then guy that's becoming masterful at fishing that? Like, how successful is that? Is it becoming a thing? Is it a fad thing? You know what I mean? I don't even know if I'm asking the question the right way, but we're certainly starting to see that, like, emerge as a new thing. Is it the same as a guy that's really good at fishing a surface iron? Is it like...
Yeah, it's hard for me to answer that because it's so new, mm-hmm. you know. It's definitely a thing. You know, there's guys that are really good at it. I would say, like, you know, just like we talked about with the really short top shot of fluorocarbon, it's an advanced technique.
Right.
I would get your fly lining skills mastered. For me, you know, for us bluefin fishing, they're usually in one of like four different modes. They're either biting light line, fly line, finesse, or they're biting something subsurface, which is, you know, it could be a Colt Sniper, it could be a vertical jig, the knife jig thing, could be a Chrome 6X Junior, that works really good, or they're just not biting at all. Mm-hmm. So maybe one or three things, you know. I would say get your fly line mastered, and then, you know, it's amazing how well a Colt Sniper works.
Totally.
Just a Colt Sniper.
What size?
Right. Depends on the size fish, but 100 to 150.
Okay.
Right now, like, I think they make a 120.
120, yeah.
120 is a really good size. And we like to cast those downwind as far as you can, and then when they get straight up and down, because the boat's drifting that way, if you did not get a bite on the sink, which a lot of the bites come on the sink, then start winding it up fast, you know, halfway up, stop it, let it go down again, maybe pause it, come back up and down, you know, with some pauses and drops in there, and then repeat, cast it downwind. It's amazing how well those things work.
If it stops, you didn't hit the bottom.
Start winding, yeah. A lot of the, you know, even the vertical jigging guys will tell you a lot of their bites come on the sink.
On the sink, yeah.
Yeah, a sinking flashy lure gets a lot of bites.
It's deadly, yeah. Well, speaking of that, the slow pitch jigging, this Saturday at Dana Landing in Mission Bay is their summer kickoff sale, and Shimano is flying Benny Ortiz from Florida, who is the expert when it comes to slow pitch jigging, to do a seminar at that sale. It's going to be, and then in addition, Corey Sandin's going to be there doing a seminar on fishing plastics and calico bass and halibut and that kind of stuff. Afrin from Warbaits is going to be doing a kayak seminar and talking fishing Afrin's Warbaits. Buy two, get one free on all lures, including Mad Max. 10% off all reels and a free solid Spectra fill. Buy two, get one free on all hooks and 20% off all clothing. Clothing, glasses, like Maui Jim's. I can't say that. Did I say that? Footwear, like Olakai. Did I say that, too?
Hey,
yeah. See, that isn't right here, but I know. Yeah. 20% off all rods. 20% off all coolers and drinkware, like Yeti. I know they carry Yeti, so they said 20% off all coolers and drinkware. And so that means Yeti, I guess. Buy one, get one free on Shimano Flat Falls. What a deal that
is. No doubt, right?
Wow, talking about Benny Ortiz teaching that. You can buy one, get one free on Shimano Flat Falls.
Jeez.
How about that, huh? And a whole bunch more. 40% off Shimano Terramar rods. It all starts at 7 a.m. this Saturday with a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. Rick and I will be there with the gang from 7 to 9 a.m., but the sale only goes from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at Dana Landing right there across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Come on down, 7 to 1, and we'll see you next week for our live broadcast.
Can't wait. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with Captain Ryan. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Maxson and Ryan Boschen from the San Diego. What a great show. And
totally.
Boy, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
That sounds good. How about this time we talk to Alex? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Alex? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first time I ever went on to San Diego was probably about like 6 years ago. And I noticed there's only one guy fishing up on the bow and he's throwing stick baits out. And he gave me this like 10-15 minute seminar, and apparently his name was Captain Ryan. It was pretty cool, man, because he just gave me like all this knowledge and everything like that, and he was just so approachable. And I was like, man, this guy's like not only a captain, but you know, a teacher too. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Then I do have two questions. One question would be, I was looking at the Nidalejos, and I was just really trying to get it to cast out some yo-yos and maybe like some heavier snipers and stuff like that. And I was trying to see if I can get away with 80-pound braid on that, or if it should be 65. And the second question is, I know that some of the depths for rockfish have kind of opened up. Would there be a chance to do some deeper, like, rock fishing, you know, if, let's say, if they catch limits on bluefin?
I didn't catch the first question, the reel you said.
Was it an Alejos? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it was that one.
Do you know what size it is? 12. So a 12 would be like a, it's an Akuma lever drag reel, and it's like a, maybe the size of like a Speedmaster 12 or a Talica, you know, that kind of a, like a, almost a Trinidad 20 size reel, but a lever drag 2-speed. Not the fastest gear ratio, but about that size.
Okay. And what were you going to use it for? For Colt snipers?
Yo-yoing.
I would say 65 or 80 would be fine for your backing. You know, fill it up 2/3 of the way with that, and then the rest of the way with the appropriate size mono.
Yeah,
on top of it.
Not to take away from Alex's question at all, but Ryan said something that like resonated with me a long time ago that I think was a really good one that we don't talk about a ton. And you know, in the old days when you were talking about yo-yo jigging for yellowtail, the adage was always like, turn the handle as fast as you physically can, no matter what, because you either had a 4-0 that had 3.25 to 1 gear ratio, or you put a high-speed kit in it, and it got all the way up to 4-to-1.
Yeah.
And now you can't even hardly find a reel that's below 6-to-1 or 6.2-to-1 or 6.5-to-1. And Ryan, you know, and Brawla have both said the same thing. Like, you can wind too fast when you're yo-yo jig fishing.
True.
Yeah, we started to see, like, we have a lot of trips where the beginners who rented tackle were getting way more bites than the experienced people with the latest and greatest reels.
Huh.
And we would see it, you know, every day for a stretch. And we just figured out the guys with the, you know, latest and greatest tackle, their lure was just coming through the water too fast. And once we...
winding too fast.
Yeah, for yellowtail at the Coronado Islands. And once we got those guys to go, you know, slow down to just a nice medium fast retrieve, then they started to get as many bites as the guys using the rental equipment. So, yeah, the reel technology is just crazy what we're using these days. So
yeah.
You can wind too fast.
And then the other question was?
From Alex?
Yeah.
Just about that in his yo-yo jig fishing reel appropriate, and then the line size it was appropriate for that reel.
Okay, got it. All right. Hey, Alex, thanks a lot for the call. Jose from Fallbrook said, I've always wanted to fish on the San Diego and haven't had a chance. Can you give us a rundown on the boat, number of rod holders, galley, seating speed, et cetera? That's a good question for somebody who's never been on the San Diego.
Yeah, it's to me, it's the classic Southern California sport fishing boat look to it. You know,
beautiful boat.
Yeah, it's just a work of art. For the guys that made it, I wish I could meet them because the work they did was amazing. And it's a 75-foot hull by 23 feet wide, and it does not have bunks, but what it does have is a larger galley and upper deck, seating on the upper deck. Yeah, plenty of rod holders, both on the main deck level and on the upper deck. It's if you've ever seen the Western Pride, there's a sister ship.
That's a sister ship.
Yeah, so it's exactly like the Western Pride. Our galley and engine room configuration's a little bit different than theirs, but it's the same hull.
Yeah.
And so
75 feet.
75 feet.
And low to the water.
Yeah.
And so comfortable.
Yeah. When you see the San Diego on the water, it's like you just look at that. What a beautiful boat.
Beautiful boat. Yeah. That's what attracted me to buy it. You know, I was driving the Mission Bell, and every time the San Diego would fly past us on the Mission Bell, I would just look at it and go, man, that's a beautiful boat. You know, low to the water. And we're really seeing now in the last few years you know, the boat's made out of wood, and when fishing is tough, when they're a little touchy, fish bite are more comfortable with wooden boats than they are with aluminum or steel, for sure. Like, we see it when we pass schools.
Just the sound, right?
Yeah, it must just be the sound. You know, a piece of wood is natural out there, and, you know,
absorbs sounds.
Yeah, it's quieter. You can see it with, especially in scratchy fishing.
Huh.
You know, the aluminum boats will pass the same school, you know, American Angler will pass us a school or vice versa, and they just act different around wood boats. There's something to it. So that's what it is. It's a Detmar Donaldson 75-foot low to the water, just a classic SoCal sport fishing boat.
And then as far as the galley goes, how many can you see in the galley?
The galley has 1, 2, 3, has 6 large tables down there with 12 benches. Boy,
you could put more than the 30,
really, yeah,
more than the 34 that you carry.
Oh yeah,
on your limited load.
When the boat was built, they used to take out, you know, they do whale watching trips with 130 people.
Holy mackerel!
On the boat, yeah.
And now you're taking 30 something.
We're taking 34. They would do half day fishing trips with 100.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, fishing trips.
So. And then what about the galley? Like, if somebody comes on, do they need to bring food? Can they bring food? Do they buy it from the galley? What's the story on the food?
Yeah,
the drink.
You certainly can bring your own food. We want to limit. We don't want people bringing big giant coolers on the boat. It'll take up too much space. So we have a no ice chest, no alcohol, no glass container rule. But we have a full service galley on board. We cook breakfast, lunch, snacks. There's beers, sodas, waters. You know, all your standard galley local
boat. So you don't need to worry about food.
You don't need to worry about food.
Bring a few bucks and buy your food right on the, in the galley there.
Yep, full-service galley, yeah.
Yeah, and then what about rod holders? Plenty of rod holders?
Plenty of rod holders.
Don't need to worry about place to put.
There's guys that bring a lot of rods.
Especially with that. Especially with the rack you guys built on the upper deck. I mean, just the fact that there's a 75-foot boat, there's a lot of rod storage on it.
Yeah.
But then that upper rack system that you guys built, I mean, it like doubled the amount of space.
Yeah,
like
there's a lot of guys who love leaving their tackle on the upper deck.
And then you talked about service on the boat. How many deckhands you carry? What's the story on that?
We carry a captain and four crew down.
Four?
With three deckhands and a cook. But our cook is always cook slash deckhand.
Yeah, fisher person.
Right, fisher person, exactly. Our cooks always give us a lot of help out on deck.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's five of us total.
Yeah. So there's no lack of... when you call for a gaff, it's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, they'll be there before you need it.
The other thing that I admire so much about, you know, clearly you drive a good operation in terms of, you know, having good people around you is, you know, your crew has been together for a long time. I know Matt Brawler's been on the boat for a long time, and Fisher's been on the boat for a long time. And, like, you know, a lot of boats that run a shorter duration of time often see people cycling through at a relatively fast rate because they're moving on or they're doing this. But the guys on the San Diego, like, obviously it's a very good work environment because you hold people for a really good amount of time.
Yeah, usually when they leave the San Diego, it's because they're going to drive a boat somewhere.
Yeah, totally.
Taro
or
the
buy a boat.
Yeah, or buy a boat. Taro was on the San Diego. He left to go buy the Liberty. Renee was on the San Diego. He left to go drive the Shogun. So, you know, Cameron was on the San Diego. He's now driving the Vagabond. So,
it
takes a pretty good opportunity.
You're a good training ground.
I hope so. Yeah. Yeah, we try
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Ryan, so let's do it.
Sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual, and I just want to give a shout-out to the San Diego and their crew. I went on a 15-person charter last August with Brian's good customer, Jim, from Newport Beach. We have three of them scheduled for this year, and I've fished lots and lots of trips, multiple-day trips, overnight, a lot of trips, and that undoubtedly had to have been, it was August 26th, the most epic trip I have ever been on ever in my life of fishing over 50 years. Matt was running the boat that day, and with the crew, we had 15 guys. We got, you know, over 100 tuna. I mean, we had to leave them biting. And as far as anybody who's never been on that boat, it's one of the best boats I've ever fished on ever, and I've fished on it a lot. And as far as the crew goes, you got your fish gaffed. They were unhooking it, and one of the deckhands was almost rebaiting you and throwing your hook back in the water with your bait before you even knew what was going on. Especially with a small group like that, it was unbelievably phenomenal. I just want to tell him thank you, and I can't wait to go on the three trips we have planned for this year.
Thank you, John. Yeah, that's the Jim Naheen charter group. Great, great group of guys.
That's right.
15 people.
Nice.
How cool.
We look forward. The crew is fighting over that trip. So who's going to work that trip?
Do you do charters?
Oh, yeah. We're available for private charters. You need to book those early. We put our open party schedule up early. And so if you want to do a private charter, you need to book a year in advance.
So you can't get a private charter this year?
Most likely not.
And so
maybe
later
in the year you might be able to get something in September, October.
Okay.
Right now.
Which September, October, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, some of the best months.
Yeah. Especially this year with the possibility of El Nino and
boy. Yep.
Could be banner.
How far in advance can we book a trip right now? Like when you guys really get rolling like you are right now, you know, the San Diego, for obvious reasons, is not an easy boat to get on. And, you know, we talked about reservations. Like if I knew that I wanted to go on a Friday in August, like how early can one book a trip like that?
You can never book too early. You know, the August schedule is up right now. As this season gets going here, we're already sold out a week in advance, and that's going to grow if the fishing stays good. You know,
it's not even May yet.
Yeah,
tomorrow's May.
last year, the year before, we were, you know, sold out, you know, 2-3 weeks ahead of time. So make your reservations early.
Yeah, and how do you do that?
But, I mean, summertime right now, like if I know, hey, I want to book a couple of spots and, you know, my schedule only allows me to fish on a weekend day, I can do that for the whole summer. I could book my spots.
Oh, yeah, you could call right now and book your spots.
Or go online,
yeah.
The schedule's up. If you want to go in August?
Yep.
You can go in August.
We have, yeah, there's people that are booked already for August. So I would go online or I'd call the landing right now and save your spot because if fishing stays, you know, consistent at all, they're going to sell out.
For sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I had a great text come through. This one is from Elliot in Escondido. I've got a question for Captain Ryan. What would you say is the most common mistake passengers make when fighting larger bluefin, and then what's the best way to fix those? All from Elliot in Escondido.
Good questions. Most common mistake is just, you know, not being efficient with their energy, you know, that they burn. I always tell anglers, especially on larger tuna, when you first hook a fish, you know, they're full of energy. You want to be conserving your energy in the first 10 minutes of the battle. Make the fish use its energy, and you do that by applying heavy drag pressure while you're conserving. You know, the fish is working its butt off to pull line off your reel because it's fresh. And the angler is standing there not exerting any energy. So the drag in the reel is doing the work. You want to save your energy for the last half of the battle. You know, that especially like the last 20 feet, that's when you need to be fresh. The most common mistake I see is anglers just burn out too early.
Yeah.
You know, it's the beginning of the fight. The fish is pulling a bunch of line off their reel. They're trying to stop it. They're pulling as hard as they can. You're not going to stop it. Just make it exert its energy by applying a lot of drag pressure. Save your energy for the back end of the fight. That's the most common mistake I see, is they just burn out too early. You know, they try to wind it in too fast. Yeah. And it's not going to happen. Save your energy for the end.
One thing somebody taught me for big fish fishing was like how important it is to keep yourself comfortable while still keeping a bend in the rod. And, you know, you can just get so tunnel vision because you know you hooked a big one and you've been fishing so hard, you've been buying all that tackle, and you just get, you know, you just get zeroed in on it. And, you know, if you're hunched over your reel or you're squatting funky, like, you will burn your back or arm or leg or whatever out in minutes. I mean, if you tried to hold some funky position where you're like leaning over the top of your counter for too long, you just can't do it. And just think about that while you're fishing. Like, you need to keep yourself in a position where you're comfortable and keep a bend in the rod and keep the, you know, the good drag pressure on the reel. And as long as you do that, you will land anything. You know, the gear is so good. The crew on that boat is so good. Like, as long as you can keep a very good bend in the rod and keep applying steady pressure to the fish and not burn yourself out, you will catch any one of them, no matter how big they are.
For sure.
Too light of drag pressure is very common, more common than too tight. We lose more fish to a drag that is set too light than a drag that is set too heavy.
So important to know. So what's the best way to set your drag?
You know, there's guys that have the scales and do, you know, get the reading off the scale as far as how many pounds. I don't know anything about that. I just know by feel, you know.
Right.
And on our trip, have the crew check it, you know.
Yeah, just have the crew pull your drag and just say, is this good? They'll tell you.
Yeah, if you hook a 50, 80, 100 pounder and your drag's too light, you can hold on to that rod for 45 minutes and that fish has not exerted any energy because your drag is so light, it's not tired at all.
For sure.
You need that drag to be tight. So when it's pulling line off your reel, it's having to use energy.
Yeah. Let's jump back in the phones, right?
That sounds good. How about this time we talk to Mitch? He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, looks like
we missed Mitch. So I have a great text here from Carlos in L.A., and he says, good morning, guys. You guys on the San Diego have great deckhands. What's the plan for Fisher as he becomes a captain on the San Diego, as well as a very fishy guy, would look like he would fit right in as a captain?
Yeah, no, he has his captain's license.
He does,
He's a great part of the team. Yeah, we're going to hopefully get him some days real soon. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Fisher's amazing, and of course
I saw a picture of Fisher.
He's got great heritage too.
What I was gonna say. I saw a picture of Fisher yesterday, the day before, some kind of social media thing, and I thought it was Lawrence. It was the first time I'm like, well, I was going to sell them the next time. Like, man, like I just flashed. I'm like, yeah, that was your dad. Like, yeah. It's cool.
Of course, Fisher is Lawrence Squiggly. It's his son.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of raised up from Fishworks. And he raised basically on the water his dad.
Yep.
Fishing, surfing, the whole thing.
Phenomenal
so, super
surfer.
Fishy guy.
Very fishy
super,
guy.
And a good surfer, too. Yeah, for sure.
How long has he been on the boat with you?
I think, you know, to me, it's all these guys, time just flies
sure,
by.
But years.
Know? Yeah, 8 years, I think, now.
Wow.
Seems like 6 months.
I remember
months.
When he was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, I think he's been there 8 years.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Well, let's try and sneak in one more call.
You got
busy
it.
Busy for JP there.
How about Brian from Wildomar? You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in, Brian.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just a question, Ryan. Are there any specialty trips this year? Jig Slingers trip, Mother's Day? Anything notable this year that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we don't have anything like that booked right now. We do have like a few select charter groups, you know, like the one John mentioned earlier, the Jim Naheen charter group that are kind of like exclusive. You know, it's a group of regular anglers that fish with us open party. But they rent the boat out to themselves for the day, and they, you know, real light load charter groups. I think you could, if you met those guys, you could possibly get in on those trips, you know, somehow. And we have a few other charter groups like that. Ali from the Bay Area puts together a group of open party anglers. Ali's one of our passengers, and what he likes to do is fish around really good passengers. And so he meets these guys that are on open party trips that are like the all-stars.
Exceptional. Sure.
Yeah, the all-stars of that day. And then he invites them on his charter. And so you end up with a charter group of all the like all-stars. It's cool. It makes the captain's job a lot easier.
That's cool.
Not a lot of untangling that day.
Yeah, it makes it really easy. That's about the extent of our kind of novelty trip scheduled this year.
How fun. Appreciate the phone call, Brian. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including find out who's going fishing. We're giving away a trip on the San Diego, one to a caller, one to a texter. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rod rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great show this morning. Hey, we don't need to flip the coin on a caller or texter because you're both winning. From the caller side, congratulations to Alex in San Carlos. And then, I mean, what a crack up this was. And it certainly shows how random it was. Our text winner, Val in Dana Point, who loved how much her husband loves Let's Talk Hookup and hates how early it was on the morning. But congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
So I wonder if Val will go on the trip with you.
Well, maybe if it's a late departure.
Yeah, you know, maybe.
Have fun.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. And Captain Ryan, we sure appreciate, say, all the generous donations you give to the show and our listeners there. And thank you for coming. So if somebody wants to ride to San Diego, how do we do it?
Seaport, we run out of Seaport Landing. You can get a hold of them, www.seaportlanding.com, or you can call them at 619-224-3383, or you can book right through the boat's own website, which is www.thesandiego.com. We're on Instagram, Facebook, all Twitter.
You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram every day, find out what's biking.
Yeah, we do a daily
victory tour. You're really good about that.
So,
thanks, Ryan. Appreciate your time. And thank you out there. Thanks to JP for all he does. And thanks to Adam for all he does. Next Saturday, Locke from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And then next Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Lanier on Baja's Escape. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. And Let's Talk Hookup.